And we're talking today with representatives from the Chestnut Oaks Farm Store and Kitchen and some artisans who are representing the Chestnut Oaks Art and Craft Fair. I'm so glad to be with you guys today. Let's just go around real quick and introduce yourselves and a little bit of your what is your connection to the Arts and Crafts Fair?
Nice, thank you. My name is Dylan Dunn. I was there the first year they had it. I'm the son of Tim and Laurel, who I think built the barn. I'm there representing the Friends of Scottsgluff Wilderness State Park, which will be Tennessee's newest state park when it opens up this spring. So
fantastic.
I'm excited to be there and spread the word with them.
Okay, great.
My name's Tammy Scott, and I'm a potter. I also do fused glass, and I'll be at the show this year, and I also have my pieces in the store on a regular basis selling them.
Okay, great.
My name is Tammy Vickers, and I work at the store.
Okay.
I'm Victoria Whitley, and I'm the owner and operator of Fat Bee Farms. I sell local raw honey and beeswax-based products for your kitchen and for your skin.
Excellent, excellent. I was excited to talk to you today, in part because I love Arts and Crafts Fair, but also this past summer, my sister came down to visit from New Jersey, and we ended up going to the Chestnut Oaks Farm Store and Kitchen, and we had lunch, and we had the best time. And so when I looked you guys up, because I knew I was going to be talking to you, I'm looking at it going, oh, I was just there a few months ago. So anyway, I was really excited.
Yeah.
But it's such a cool place if people haven't been there. Could you tell us a little bit about the origin of the store itself?
What I know is that the barn has been there since 1949. And Laurel and Tim got an opportunity to buy the barn and then did some work to it to make it what it is today.
Well, it's so great. And it's right outside of Burgess Falls State Park. And so if people haven't been there, they should go. Because we had lunch and ice cream and it was great.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the Art and Craft Fair itself. Now, how many years have y'all been doing this?
This will be our second year.
Second year, okay. And can you tell us a little bit about some of the vendors and the artisans who will be selling and displaying their wares?
Well, we have the pottery, the honey, the beeswax. We have crocheting, woodworking, jewelry. And we're still getting more vendors.
Okay, great. And are these artisans, are they from all around the state of Tennessee, or do they come?
To my knowledge, yes.
Okay. Okay, that sounds, that's great. So you're an artist. Can you tell us a little bit about your, and of course I've already forgotten your name, but can you tell us a little bit about your involvement with your art, and how did you get involved in doing that?
So I'm a potter, and I also do fused glass. I started pottery about 30 years ago. My sister asked me if I wanted to go to a pottery class. And so we took classes off and on for years. And then when I retired and had more time, I bought my own wheel and kiln and everything to make my own studio. And so for about the last 7 years, I've been selling my pieces at art shows and craft shows. And now I've also incorporated fused glass into that along with my pottery.
Can you tell me a little bit, when you say fused glass, tell me a little bit about what that is.
So it's very similar to stained glass, where you use hand tools to cut pieces of glass into the shape that you want them.
Mm-hmm.
Then you layer it in the design that you want and put it in my kiln, and it fuses or melts together. So a lot of people think it's painted. And it's all different pieces of glass melted together to make a design.
And all different colors of
glass.
Yes,
all different colors, shapes, yes. I make a wide variety, anything from flower gardens to ocean sunset scenes to mountain landscapes. And so it's a very different avenue of art from my pottery. So it's a lot of fun.
That sounds really fascinating. More about the Chestnut Oaks Art and Craft Fair when we return. And we're talking about Chestnut Oaks Art and Craft Fair. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit. You had mentioned about honey.
Right.
So you work with bees.
I work with bees. I have multiple hives right in my backyard down in Hickory Valley, Tennessee. So we're not very far from Sparta, not very far from the store. I grew up working with bees with my father. He was a beekeeper.
Oh, okay.
And I just became enraptured with the smells and the flavors, and I just love these little creatures.
What is it like working with bees? I mean, obviously, probably the question you always get is, do you get stung?
I get asked that a lot, and yes, I have the outfit. I have the hood and the veil, and but really, I don't get stung very much. My bees are very gentle. If I get stung, it's probably because I've made a mistake. I've squished one of them, and they don't like being squished.
Fair.
But bees are not aggressive. Honeybees are not aggressive. They really don't sting unless they're trying to protect something.
And how much honey do you manufacture?
Oh, that's a good question. So I'm not a very large operation, and the honey I put out is usually in half pints and pint-type jars, and then I put those out at my various vendor events. So in a given summer, I might have 60 gallons or so.
Okay. Can you talk a little bit about the health benefits of honey? I love honey, and it's funny. My wife is not a fan of honey. I have always loved honey. But are there some health benefits?
There are definitely health benefits. The honey is produced from an enzymatic reaction and activity that's happening in the bee's stomach. And so those enzymes are very beneficial to us. It has antibacterial and antimicrobial properties. People have used it for centuries for wound healing.
Wow, that's okay. That's really interesting. Thank you so much. Let's switch over and talk a little bit about you're going to be at the Art and Craft Fair representing, wait, I'm looking at the sticker that you literally just handed me, the Friends of Scotts Gulf Wilderness State Park. So that is a new state park in Tennessee.
Yes, opening this summer, that will be Tennessee's newest state park and almost one of the largest, too.
And where is this going to be located?
It'll be located in southeastern White County, kind of close in between, directly in between Rock Island and Fall Creek Falls State Park.
Okay. All right. And how did this all come about? were we needing a new state park?
Oh, absolutely. Everyone needs a new state park. Always protect your wilderness areas. But so the Friends of State Park started back in the 1990s, and it's a private group of individuals who are dedicated to preserving and protecting massive amounts of wilderness areas. And so our friends group has been together. It was previously Virgin Falls State Natural Area, and it was a 900-acre state natural area. And so the group has been, over the past decade, advocating for the protection of this as a state park. So TWRA and TDEC, the governing body of state parks, did a land swap, and we gained pretty much the entire Gulf area that's located, if you're standing at Welch's Point looking down, that whole Gulf is now a new 10,000-acre state park.
Wow. And so if people visit this state park, what are some of the things they're going to encounter there?
Oh, there's all kinds of things. There's the overlooks at Welch's Point. There's the overlook at Martha's Pretty Point. There's the hike to Virgin Falls, which is, you know, a 110-foot waterfall that comes out of a cave and goes back into another cave.
Oh, my goodness.
Miles of hiking trails. There's old-growth forest in the Hemlock Coves. There's Lost Creek Cave in the Lost Creek Natural Area. That is all a part of it now. And
so for people who love being outside, this is really going to be a find for them.
Absolutely.
And this is all available for free.
Yes.
And when does it open officially?
Officially this summer. We have an opening date, and it's still kind of fuzzy, but we're having our celebration on June 21st with the annual meeting of the Friends Group in Dog Cove.
All right. Well, that's really interesting. I will have to go there. I'm not a huge hiker, but it's because of my old knees. But I do love being outside.
Hey,
so.
Welch's Point, you can drive right up to it.
Oh, well, that's great. It's good to know. Now, you will be at the Art and Craft Fair promoting this new park.
Absolutely.
And making information available to people who attend the Arts and Crafts Fair.
Yes, we'll have pictures from around the park area. We'll also have a list of all the ranger-guided events that are be happening in the park within the next few months, some information about the Friends Group itself, and on how people can join us and help protect and promote this wonderful area.
Okay, that's interesting. So how many vendors are you anticipating will be at the Arts and Crafts Fair
this year? We have approximately 30 vendors right now.
And all different types
All different kinds of arts, crafts, anything that anybody would want to see.
And this is this event is open to the public?
Yes, absolutely.
And free?
Yes.
Okay, and this will be connected to the Chestnut Oaks farm store.
Yes, it'll be right on the property, right outside the barn.
So for the Chestnut Oaks Art and Craft Fair, what are the dates and time?
It will be May 17th on a Saturday from 11 a.m. till about 5 p.m. that day.
And we'll be back to talk more about the Chestnut Oaks Art and Craft Fair. So this is the second year of the Chestnut Oaks Art and Craft Fair.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about what was the inspiration for starting this, and why is an event like this so important?
We just kind of wanted to, we have some artisans that are in the store now that sell their arts and crafts, and we just kind of wanted to expand it a little bit and have people come out, other vendors that aren't necessarily selling at the store, but, you know, they could join our fair. And
so I take it the first year you had a good attendance.
Yes.
That you settled and thought, okay, let's continue to do this.
Yes.
That's great. So are you anticipating a larger crowd this year?
We think so, yes.
I hope that's the case.
Yes.
I will certainly try to be there myself. It's just a beautiful area up there.
Mm, yes, it is.
And of course, people will have then access to the store as well.
Yes.
Are there going to be food vendors?
No food vendors, just the
people selling.
Yes. You probably like jellies,
right.
Homemade items,
okay.
Things like that.
And of course, honey.
Food items will be what the restaurant has.
Okay. Okay, well, that sounds really great. Talk a little bit about, this type of an event is really fun for the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming you're hoping that, you know, people will bring, everybody will come out for this.
Yes.
Okay, that's great. I wanted to sidebar real quick, because when we were off mic, you were talking a little bit about the honey being analyzed. Could we just take a second to talk about that? I thought that was so interesting.
Sure. So was it last year, mm-hmm. Tennessee Tech offered the local beekeepers an opportunity to have their honey analyzed. So we sent in small samples of our honey, and then they gave us back a report that tells us what sort of flowers and foliage our bees are feeding on, which was crazy interesting for us that we could go out in our yard and begin identifying more plants. And then plant more plants that our bees obviously like.
That is so interesting. And that was done through Tennessee Tech.
It was done through Tennessee Tech, yeah.
That's great.
Through their biology department.
I love that. Good going, biologists. Okay, so we have been talking about the Chestnut Oaks Art and Craft Fair. If you would one more time go through the date, the time, and the location, just so people listening will know where to go.
It will be Saturday, May 17th from 11 until 5 p.m. at 7355 Burgess Falls Road in Sparta at the Big Red Barn, Chestnut Oaks Farm Store and Kitchen.
So if you're heading towards Burgess Falls, you can't miss it.
Nope.
Well, I hope you have a huge turnout. It sounds like a great event and certainly worthwhile, and it's awesome to provide a place for artisans to display their crafts, to sell their crafts, to the work that they're doing. You mentioned some of the people that are going to be there, and it really sounds like it's just going to be an awesome event. Why are events like this important to the arts community?
This particular event, like so many others, are mostly handmade artisans, not direct sale type of selling. So it's important for artists to have venues to sell their pieces at a good location where there'll be a lot of people be able to come and enjoy. There's difference between an art show, a craft show, and a festival. Festivals tend to be more towards the kids with bouncy houses or that type of thing. And it's really nice to have more of an artist show or a craft show where some more of the serious artisans can display their nice pieces that they make and sell them at that type of event.
And I'm sure getting feedback on the work that you do can be very enriching.
Sure, it is. Yeah, people will tell you, kind of what they're into now. That's always a difficult thing, is staying up with the trends of what people are enjoying now or the colors that they like. So you get a lot of feedback and you get a lot of ideas. People like to share their experience, like with pottery. A lot of people talk about they used to make pottery when they were younger in school. And so it's nice to share those experiences with other people.
Well, thank you so much. On Saturday, May 17th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And thank you so much for your time today.